And the arch Evertonian scores in the second attempt. Showing a bit of enterprise for Everton.
Welcome to EPL 1300, presented by Lina's Irish Pub.
Kenny Rooney!
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
And here comes sweeper keeper Hart. And Rooney from the halfway.
Here's the host of EPL 1300, Matthew Lawrence.
Wait, who are you? What's your name?
It's Collie.
Oh, Collie, hi.
How you doing, Matt?
I haven't seen you in a long time, lad.
That's a lie.
Well, for purposes of EPL 1300, it's been a while.
Yeah, we had the Thanksgiving break, so...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a busy time for soccer, but we couldn't get in the schedule with all the...
I know, we were very busy here.
Other football on.
All right, you don't have to do air quotes.
I know, but it's just for me and you, that's all.
The other kind of football.
The other kind of football is right.
But, so it's been 2 weeks, and there's so much has gone on that we almost don't know where to start, but we kind of do.
Let's just start with that Rooney hat-trick.
That's right. We'll start there, and then we'll go into something else a little bit. But so, Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, he didn't even get off the bench against Southampton on Sunday, where they lost, I think it was 3-1. Charlie Austin scored two headers for Southampton, but they looked absolutely pathetic.
They have...
Absolutely.
This year, season
they looked absolutely
terrible.
Awful. Now, they're playing West Ham last night, who are just as bad as them.
Yes.
Actually, they're probably worse. And David Moyes has come in. He's the new manager of West Ham. So he's taken over there. That was his second game in charge. And David Unsworth, who's the interim manager while Everton were going out recruiting a new manager.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're bringing in Big Sam Allardyce.
Now, to our last visit together here, we were making jokes about Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
Almost like people are talking about the Tennessee football vacancy and everybody's name is mentioned. But we started with Sam Allardyce because he always shows up somewhere. And now, Everton?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be confirmed today. So this would be his seventh Premier League club. Now, he has never been relegated.
Mm-hmm.
So last year he went in and he was the manager of Crystal Palace.
Right.
And I think he managed them for 21 games with 10 wins and they ended up 14th in the table. So he rescued them. He did a good job. So it's not exciting if you're an Everton fan to see Sam Allardyce coming into this position, but it's what they need. You know what I mean?
It's what they need. And if I'm an Everton fan, I am excited because... Now there's a chance I may not be relegated.
Yeah, so let's see. So the six clubs previously he's managed, Bolton, Newcastle, Blackburn, West Ham, Sunderland and Crystal Palace. And basically, he's never been relegated.
Mm-hmm.
And he has brought both Bolton and West Ham from the Championship, the First Division, into the Premier League.
Right.
So he's... Plus two as a manager. But his win percentage is only 33.8%.
But they don't care about that, right? They shouldn't.
It's not a big deal because you got draws and stuff and you still get a point for a draw. But he's not the best manager in the world, but he's not definitely not the worst. And, you know, if you got someone like Wayne Rooney scoring a hat-trick with a goal from behind the halfway line, I don't know if anyone's out there and they haven't seen the goal, it's absolutely spectacular.
Just go to YouTube, type in Rooney goal, and it immediately pops up and says Rooney goal halfway line, I think.
Yeah.
It's from like 400 yards away.
400
it's unbelievable.
Yards. He took out the driver. Yes. So it's a good goal. Beckham was there watching it as well with his son, I believe. So,
yep.
Reminds when he also scored. Oh, that was against Wimbledon, wasn't it? He scored from the halfway line. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wimbledon, West Ham. Look, the main thing was over the last couple of days and weekend, there's been A lot of games. So
we've had Premier League games, we've had Champions League games, we've had all kinds of stuff.
There's nearly so many of them that we can't mention them all.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do a quick skim through and just say, I suppose, Tottenham Hotspur, your Spurs.
My Spurs suck. They suck.
You're such a fair weather fan. Will you get behind them?
Wait a minute. See, this is not like my New York Giants, who I have completely abandoned for the shameful things they've done. I'm still a Spurs supporter. I love the Spurs. We suck.
You don't suck.
Oh, my Lord. What's happened the last couple weeks?
Okay, so on Saturday, they played West Bromwich Albion. West Brom went ahead in nearly the first kick of the game.
Yeah.
Then Spurs, Harry Kane scored another goal. Everything looked rosy.
Mm.
Looked like they're going to get the second goal and going on for the win. But West Brom actually could have nipped it in the death. In the last 3 minutes, they had two sitters and they missed both of them. Spurs are actually lucky to win it with a draw. And then on Tuesday night, just gone, I got to say, one of the best goals I've seen in a long time. I'd put this ahead of the Wayne Rooney goal, the Jamie Vardy goal, where it was lobbed from outside the box into the 18-yard, and he took it on the volley coming over his head and kicked it. Well, I suppose he lobbed the goalkeeper then as well into the top corner.
Right.
All in one movement.
Fantastic. It just beautiful.
He was nearly like a ballet dancer, wasn't he?
It really was incredible.
It was excellent.
I have to give him that. But still, even though it was at Leicester City, I don't care. We're the Spurs.
Yeah, maybe. You know the way everyone says, oh, they're going to hold on and keep on winning and they won't lose these games, and it's always Spurs that capitulate towards, like, the, you know, the, they played a lot of games with being in Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of players who play international as well, coming back off the international break. They look a little bit jaded to me. They just look a little bit tired, a step off the pace, and that happens in this time of the year. What they need to do now, coming into the Christmas break, the Christmas holidays, where the games come even faster, they're a lot thicker in the sense, they're just going to have to recuperate, and, you know, Pochettino is going to have to get them firing again. They still got the talent. They're not being played off the park. They're just a yard off the pace, and that can happen sometimes.
I feel much better now.
Yeah, they're not doing too bad.
They suck.
Palace got a win.
Yes,
2-1 against Stoke City. Great last minute winner there as well for them.
They're on a scoring binge.
They're
Palace.
Nonstop.
Who can stop the Palace?
They're nonstop.
Yeah.
The power of Palace. Well, the big difference for Palace has been Wilfred Zaha has come back fleet-footed on the wing, getting balls into the box. He's very, very dangerous, and he's creating all the chances or scoring most of the chances as well. So he's been the big difference.
Although last night, they did go back to their scoring drought ways. Yeah. But they got a point.
Yeah.
So at Brighton.
There's another player that I wanted to have a quick chat about, and that was Salah, the Egyptian player.
Mo Salah.
Yeah, plays for Liverpool up front. Now, he scored, I think he had scored 11 games. He scored 11 goals on Saturday when they drew 1-1 with Chelsea, and he was easy my man of the match in that game. He was excellent, very good. Then he came on last night as a substitute off the bench, and scored another 2 goals. He's absolutely on fire.
I'll tell you something, though. Okay, here, I have a question for you. And Liverpool won that match at Stoke City 3-0.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Liverpool are playing well.
They have been, but so Mo Salah has been playing really well.
Yeah.
And why didn't he start the... This is something I've been... If you've listened, you know I've been watching the EPL for 30 years now or something. I still don't understand. How does somebody not start a match when they're playing as well as Mo Salah's playing? Why is that?
It can be a number of reasons.
Okay.
Maybe he's carrying a niggling injury.
Okay.
Maybe they set up with a different formation where they only had one player playing up top.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I reckon it was just they wanted to give him a little bit of a rest. He's had a busy week, and they just basically said, "Right, we're gonna start you off the bench." Now, in this instance, do you not think Klopp is justified? Like, he started on the bench, came on, he was fresh. The defenders might have been a bit tired. And he went down and scored two goals.
Right. Okay, when you say it that way, I'm just asking.
No, that's fine.
Don't make me feel like an idiot.
No, because I feel the same way about when Everton last week against Southampton, as I said, didn't have Wayne Rooney. And he never even got on the field, on the pitch. You know, so these are the intricacies of management.
At the end of that match, and maybe we just didn't see it, somebody has to have asked why didn't Rooney get off the bench the whole match? And then somebody says, well, he's got a tightness in his hamstring, and we felt it was best to rest.
Yeah, and David Unsworth, who is the Everton under-23 coach, is being stand in there. Like, I actually didn't see the interviews, if there was an interview on it or anything like that. So it can be be a number of reasons.
Right.
Number of reasons.
All right.
Yeah. So
I'm just saying, you know, here in the States, we play our best players. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know,
it's totally different.
It's not really, because the same thing, management of players is key.
Mm-hmm.
It's paramount. Maybe Klopp felt that he could go get a result without putting Salah on the the field. Now he obviously put him on there and he got two goals, so either way he looks like a winner to me. The goal, another great goal last night, City beat Southampton 2-1. Raheem Sterling in the 95th minute. It was basically the last kick of the game. Outside the box, curled it into the top corner. Keeper had no chance. Absolutely great goal. And he has become an integral part of the Man City team. Where previously we talked about the De Bruynes, the Agüeros, the Jesuses and all, no one really mentioned Sterling. And he moved over from Liverpool and but in the last 6-7 games, he's really starting to shine, and he's playing very well, very well.
From our friend Miguel Delaney,
okay,
who, by the way, is in Moscow now.
Yeah, freezing. I wouldn't want to be over there.
I wouldn't want to be over there anyway. talking, I guess, about the World Cup that's coming up, which we'll get into that.
He's there for the draw.
Yeah, he's there for the draw, but we'll get into that, too.
We don't have to.
okay, courtesy of Jack Pitbrook. Do you know Jack Pitbrook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raheem Sterling this season. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
82nd minute equalizer versus Everton. 96th minute winner versus Bournemouth. 88th minute winner versus Feyenoord. 84th minute winner versus Huddersfield. 96th minute winner versus Southampton.
Yeah, that's...
that's this season.
That's clutch. That is clutch. Like, that's unreal.
That's like a guy hitting a three with no time on the clock five times.
It's more than a three, though.
It's much harder to score a goal than hit a three.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's amazing. That's an amazing run.
Really, really good. Really good. There's not a lot you can say about it. City are just... and that's the thing. The market champions, I think...
this is two games in a row.
Games in a row, yeah, where they've come out and basically scraped through with wins.
Mm-hmm.
The first game they played was against Brighton and Hove Albion. Beat them 1-0 at home. Brighton played very well for like a lower team.
Right.
And then last night as well, they went and they beat Southampton 2-1 with last minute winner as well.
Yeah.
So Southampton actually played well last night. So they're looking to up their game a little bit. But City, I think that's 40. What is it you were saying earlier on? You had a stat that they'll equal or become the most wins in a row?
Yeah.
What was it?
14 Premier League wins.
14
in a row.
Premier League wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unreal. Considering that they don't think they've lost in Europe either yet, like, which is, they haven't lost all season.
They put up, I was watching Premier League Goal Zone, I think on Sunday, and they put up stats of the pace that City is on. Now, of course, we have a long way to go in the season, but if they maintain the pace that they're playing at now, they would demolish every English Premier League record.
What is the record?
Points,
106
points,
or something like that?
They're on pace to score. Number of wins, points, everything in the EPL, if they kept up this pace, they would demolish. I mean, So
they're going to.
We'll see.
The law of averages says they're going to lose one somewhere, whether it be against one of the bigger teams, the Arsenals, the Chelsea's, Liverpool's, United.
Right.
Maybe they'll lose one there, or the Spurs. Sorry, I should have put Spurs in there now.
No, you just.
But it's if they lose to some of the smaller teams and then they go on and lose another couple, like there could be a title race. But
it doesn't seem.
Say if you're going into Vegas and you're going to make some bets,
yeah,
it's nearly like you could bet the house on City.
Yeah, you can, but you'd have to lay off the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, I know, to get your house back.
Win like a penny and lose 50,000. All right, we'll take a break. It's so good to.
There's so much to get through.
Be back. There is so much to get to. And we'll get to it. We always do.
Don't forget, to mention, Lioness.
I was just going to say it. What's going on Saturday?
So I had Amy, the owner of Lioness, give me a call, and I actually stopped into her the other day. They're having a proper tailgate party, and it's in sponsorship with Carlsberg as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically, it's going to be prizes, giveaways, and wear your team colors down. So everybody wear your team colors, 7:30. And
on set, is this Saturday?
This Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
Get in there.
Yeah.
It'll be good
I'll
for
I'll be there.
Yeah.
You'll be there. I know you will be.
I will. For the breakfast, there's a new breakfast menu as well. And I was tasting, she's giving me a little taste off it. The chicken and waffles is excellent. Or chicken and biscuits, sorry, is excellent.
Chicken and biscuits sounds really good right now. I don't know if I can wait till Saturday. What colors will you be wearing? The Irish colors?
What? Do you know, I think I gave away all my soccer jerseys to charity.
Well, you can always wear the one that we got from Paul.
That hasn't arrived yet.
That's an inside joke. All right, we'll be back. It's Colly and Lauro. By the way, that's the new name of the show.
Colly and Lauro?
Yeah, it's okay. EPL 1300 is kind of the subtitle. Colly and Lauro.
Lauro.
Oh, that reminds me. Okay, something else just came up. All right, we'll be back. It's Colly and Lauro on EPL 1300 right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lioness Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lioness, the home of soccer in Lexington.
EPL 1300 with Colly and Lauro.
Stop it.
I can't help it. I'm crushed. And you big bully, the joy that you just had in exclaiming to me. Go ahead. Why don't you say it? Say it again.
Okay, so Burnley beat Bournemouth last night to win. With a 2-1 win.
Yeah, great.
And Burnley are in sixth position on 25 points after 14 games. Watford are in seventh position Tottenham are in seventh position on 24 points after 14 games. So, Lauro here was, I suppose, earlier on in the season, he was kind of a jovial banter with me for supporting Burnley, saying, that's just a whatever choice. And now they're in sixth position, so I'm kind of happy. They're not going to stay there. They're not going to stay
there.
Hold
it. That is so full of it.
No, it's not.
That, look, it's not about.
We got him going now, Sean. We got him going.
Sean, it's not about, so I'm a little happy. What you said to me was, my Burnley is ahead of your Spurs.
That's correct, are they?
So that's not, so I'm happy Burnley's playing. No, it was a direct dig at my Spurs and at me, and I don't appreciate it. You know what? Let's up the ante.
Okay, wait. Let me tell you this, though.
Yeah,
before
what?
You like this.
Put that finger down. No.
So there's a pub in Burnley called the Princess Royal, and they said that they're going to change the name of it. The owners of this pub have said they're going to name it to Sean Dice, who's the manager of Burnley.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to rename, they got two pubs in the locality.
Yeah.
They're going to rename their pubs to his name if they get through. Just for, why not? Like, you know what I mean?
What do you mean if they get through?
If they get through to European football. If they get European football.
Oh, okay.
Because they're on the precipice of doing that at the moment.
Right.
And maybe Spurs won't have European football next year. So they'll have a new stadium.
You know what? We don't want European football next year.
Because it ruins your league.
It does. We're tired. I want the EPL championship next year. So you can take your European football and your Burnley and your pubs.
All right.
And all that.
Okay.
By the way, Man City, 40 points after 14 games.
Yeah. And then you go back down, 32 points, Manchester United.
29, Chelsea. Arsenal, 28.
They actually beat a strong Watford team 4-2 on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. United did.
Watford's playing well.
Yeah,
they're in eighth place now.
Yeah. They're not doing bad at all. So that was kind of, that should have been a closer game than 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference with United is Paul Pogba's comeback.
Yes.
And
playing very well.
Oh, really, really well.
Yep.
So, you know, it might be that there's still too much of a gap. 8 points, it's hard to see them making that up. That means that City lose two and United can't lose a game. Lose three and United can't lose a game. You know, but it can happen. There's still, yeah.
It's we're coming into December 1st tomorrow.
Is it December 1st already? My
yeah,
God.
It is. Still, that means we have months left here.
Months and months,
right?
And months.
They've played 14 matches, and we play 32, correct?
38.
Is it 38? Why did I say 32?
I don't know. There's 20 teams, and there's 38. Right. They can't play themselves. So
right. They can't?
No, they can't.
Oh, that's a shame.
The way Spurs are going, they'd probably get a draw.
Hey! You know what? Supposedly, you and I are close.
Yeah, we are.
We share an office. You should know, at this point in my sports year, with what's going on with my ex-football team, American football team.
Yeah.
What? What did that say?
It said Laro's predictions. Doesn't have a clue.
I'm just saying, I'm in a bad way, and for you to be piling on me now,
mm-hmm.
Here's my bet to you. Let's make a bet.
Okay.
By the end of the season, if Burnley are still ahead of the Spurs, I will buy you a Guinness every day for a month.
That's fair, but you gotta. And what do I have to give back? Is that just it? Because I should get better odds than you. Like, Burnley, obviously.
Well, then stop talking about them.
No, I'll take that. I don't have anything to lose.
Stop making fun of Spurs.
I either get 30 Guinness or I don't get it. You probably do it for February or something.
I will. 28. That's exactly right. I didn't say which month.
So, Man United, 4-2 against Watford. And one of the big players who's had a great resurgence under Mourinho, playing in a kind of left wing back, is Ashley Young.
Mm-hmm.
He moved over from Aston Villa about 6 years ago. And he seemed to go by the wayside. Wasn't getting any game time or anything like that. He scored two goals, 19th minute and the 25th minute against Watford away. And that's the first time he scored twice in a Premier League game since 2012. So five years. And that was the player kind of United invested in, that Ashley Young. And he hasn't come to fruition yet until, I suppose, now, this season, he's starting to play well.
Yeah, he is. But isn't it amazing that it can be 5 years, and that's a long time. I mean,
it's a career for in some sports.
Right. We're not saying he had a bad year last year. After that, and then all of a sudden, I mean, he's five. How old is Ashley Young, would you say?
I'd say he's
just a guess.
29, 28.
Okay. So he's obviously not getting any younger.
No. Hey. Ashley not getting any younger. Okay.
And
we got it.
So what's happened during that 5 year period? Like, what did he have girlfriend problems?
He did have a couple of injuries,
yeah.
But he was also a little bit by the wayside. He didn't fit into some of the manager's plans being what's his name, the Dutch guy. I can't even remember him. I don't want to remember him. Help me out. Back of my head. He's the manager before.
I can picture his face.
I know exactly who it is. I just slipped. I'll get it. It'll come to me again.
It will. We'll be talking and it'll jump out at you.
Yeah, it will. It'll jump out. Anyway, so looking at the next week's games or this week's games, this weekend's games.
Yeah, it's Thursday already.
Yeah, it's Thursday. So on Saturday, Linus.
7:30. I'll be there 20 after.
20 after, yeah.
Okay.
And look, if you feel that you can't get down for the start of the game, that's not a problem.
Just get down. Yeah, get down. You go.
We need the more people, the better the atmosphere, the better the fun.
Absolutely.
More banter.
Yes.
Banter.
By the way, Chelsea and Newcastle.
Yeah.
Is the 7:30 game.
It is indeed.
Leicester City and Burnley at 10. West Brom and Crystal Palace. Everton and Huddersfield. Brighton, Liverpool. These are all 10 o'clock games. Stoke City and Swansea City, Watford. Spurs are at Watford. We're going to lose again.
That's a London derby.
It is, and we're going to lose again.
Seventh against eighth.
Now you're throwing all these teams at me.
No, I'm not.
It's not just Burnley. It's Watford, too. What don't you like about my Spurs? Why are you doing this?
I like Watford as well. Like, everyone likes Elton John's team. You know that, don't you?
Who, the Philadelphia Freedom? How about that?
Watford are owned by
I know.
Elton John. Yeah.
You know about me and Elton John.
What? No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, well, I'll tell you at the break.
That sounds very fishy.
Well, it's just, I can't. It's not something that, I mean, nothing ever happened between us.
All right,
it's a story that I can't talk about on the air about Elton John. That's
all right, okay.
But we all know about his love of football.
Can't wait for this one, Sean.
Yeah, Sean either.
Okay, so the big game is Arsenal, Manchester United.
Yeah, 12:30.
If you're an Arsenal supporter or a Manchester United supporter, it's the big game.
Right.
But, you know, West Brom take on Crystal Palace as well. Do you want to run through Chelsea, Newcastle United? Who do you think is going to win?
Chelsea.
Okay. Brighton and Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Liverpool are away from home. I'm going to go with Liverpool.
Yeah.
Everton, Huddersfield Town.
Everton, on a roll.
Leicester City, Burnley.
Big Sam Allardyce.
Big Sam.
What was that one? Who'd you ask me about?
Leicester City and Burnley.
Leicester City.
Score draw for me.
Okay.
Stoke City, Swansea City.
Stoke.
Stoke. Watford, Tottenham Hotspur.
I can't. Spurs. I have to go with the Spurs.
Yeah, 2-2 draw.
It's at Watford. Yeah, I'd probably. No, Spurs are winning this game.
Good.
Positive. We're putting our boot down.
Positive mental attitude. 2-2. Yes. I'm going 2-2.
Okay, I heard you.
West Bromwich Albion, Crystal Palace.
At West Brom. Well, I've been there, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
West Brom.
They're looking for a manager as well.
I know they are.
Yeah. Tony Pulis.
I like Tony Pulis.
Yeah. So they actually have a great manager instead now. He was kind of a backroom man, but his name's Gary Megson, who was with Norwich City before and a couple of other clubs as well. He's excellent. So if they can get a couple of results, I'd say the management or the higher management.
Right.
The board of directors might just say, well, let's just keep Gary on here.
Right.
They don't have to pay more money, and then they can go out, and if it looks like they're safe for the year. But that's a big...
ifs. Those are big ifs.
Big ifs, yeah.
Yeah.
So West Brom, Crystal Palace, and then Arsenal at home against Manchester United. Who you got?
I'm going to say this is a draw also.
I'm going with the United win away from home. Ooh. Arsenal are playing well, though.
Yeah, they
5-0
are.
5-0 the other night.
Mm-hmm.
They really are playing well, but... I'm going to go with United here.
Okay. I'm saying draw.
On Sunday.
Sunday. Bournemouth, Southampton. At Bournemouth. I'm going with Bournemouth. At
Southampton.
Home.
I'm going with Southampton.
We're disagreeing on several of these. And then, that game is at 8:30, by the way. And then at 11, Man City at home, West Ham.
Well, West Ham are on a great roll.
They're
on a great roll of losing games.
Oh.
I don't see why it would be any different.
Okay.
No, you can't see it being any different.
Okay, so that's it.
That's those games.
Those games.
But let's talk about...
But we've had game this week, Tuesday night, Wednesday. We've had games all week.
It's getting crazy. Right. Silly season.
Yeah.
Let's talk MLS when we get back.
Okay. We'll take a break and talk MLS. Some exciting news coming out of our friends up at FC Cincinnati.
Cool.
We have our fingers crossed. All right, Colley and Lauro. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
That's horrible.
I know.
That was brutal.
Give me your rendition.
No. Ole, 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 ole. We are the champs. We are the champs. That's it.
I wish I got a video of that.
Put that phone down.
Sean, what do you reckon that was?
Colley and Laurel.
You got into it there.
Back with you. All right. MLS.
MLS. Let's start with the result last night.
Okay.
In fairness, we don't really talk too much on this show about MLS.
No, we don't.
We are the EPL show, but
correct.
It's come to the tail end of the season, and we also may have Cincinnati coming in as an MLS team. So,
correct.
And if we do,
then we'll certainly talk more about it.
We kind of talk USL too because we keep it local with
Louisville and Cincinnati. And right.
So, all right. Jose Altidore.
Josie Altidore.
Jose.
Look, do I correct you on pronunciation of like Irish players' names or
what name is it? Jose.
It's not Jose. It's pronounced Josie. Seriously.
Okay.
Don't disrespect the guy by not pronouncing his name correctly. I don't like your buddy Paul McShane.
Would it not be Joe's then?
I don't call
him. How
would
it be Joe's?
Paul.
It'd be Joe's.
I call him Paul, not Paul.
Paul Gasol.
His name.
Paul Gasol.
Yeah, but there's no L at the end. See, you're totally wrong. It's Josie Altidore.
Josie Altidore scored in the 66th minute.
Thank you.
That's all we need to say.
Okay. Yeah, that is what you need to say.
Crew
Thank
were
you.
Very unlucky. They went out, tried to execute a game plan. I watched the whole game last night. They played well. Very unlucky. Altidore, you have to give him props. He looked injured, like he was a little bit lame, and
still healthy enough
to get the goal.
So 1-0, they're up. This is aggregate. This is two games to get.
Sean's just out there handing me
you,
a big sheet of paper with Josie written on
That's
it.
That's correct.
With Z-Y. Is that how you spell it though?
You could say Z.
Yes, that's how you spell it.
Sean,
Sean's coming on.
Yeah, his name is Josmer is his first name, and they shorten it to Josie, J-O-Z-Y.
Josmer is his first name.
Josmer Volmi Altidore.
But he's called Josie.
Josmer what? What's the second part?
Josmer Volmi Altidore.
Volmine.
V-O-L-M-Y.
Volmi. Josmer Volmi.
Two game matches, aggregate here.
Yeah, Toronto won 1-0 because it was a nil-all draw. At Crew in Columbus.
Okay. Tonight, 10:30 p.m. from Seattle, I believe, the Sounders and the Houston Dynamo in Seattle, who won the first match 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can't see any way back really here
for the Dynamo.
For the Dynamo. But all credit to them. They've done well this year.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Seattle are the best team in the
league, MLS,
I think.
Right.
If Toronto go on this year, because Toronto got to the finals last year, so if they go on this year and do one better, then all credit to them as well.
Yeah, we'll see.
One of the main things, I suppose, everyone was hoping from a Cruz perspective that if they got the championship and they won, that there would be no move on the table anymore, that maybe they'd stay and there'd be no talk of Austin anymore or anything like that. And I, to be honest, I don't know enough about it. We'll have to get Matt on the... We'll probably have to get Matt on the phone at some stage to talk a little bit about the Crew moving. But their fans travelled to Toronto. They got some great fans up there. And ultimately, what I'd like to see is that you'd have two teams in Ohio.
Right.
Like Manchester City, Manchester United. And then you have a big derby. Big rivalry. It builds the game.
Absolutely.
Everybody creates more of a... It creates more of an atmosphere, more of a hoopla. And then it's better for the kids in the area as well. They got
two teams,
you have different feeder teams going through as well. Mm-hmm. It'd just be great for the game to have two good teams.
Right, but it
in
doesn't
that
look like it's that's no, the way it's going to work out.
And that's even without like being 100% positive that you're going to get an MLS team into Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in the last while, was yesterday or is it the day before? The Cincinnati Council voted.
It was 2 days ago.
Voted for the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is very good news. It was shaky for a little while there.
3-2 or 5
Yeah. I mean, it was a little shaky, but this is an amazing deal for Cincinnati, and it's really great the council saw it this way. There's a big chunk of money that is going to be privately financed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost the city and the county and all the taxpayers, I guess, I think around $50 million.
They make that back in a season, I'd say.
That's what I said yesterday. I was talking about it with somebody. The economy that will be brought to Cincinnati because if they get an MLS team, this is a team that had 30,000 people and they play in the USL. I mean, if they have an MLS team, which is obviously the bigger league, they'll make that back in no time. So it's great the council did that, and now it's down to four teams for two spots.
Yeah.
Detroit, Nashville, Cincinnati.
San Antonio.
And San Antonio.
Speaking of Nashville, I was down there over the weekend, over the long weekend, Thanksgiving, and I went into a couple of different bars.
As you did.
Now, this is
just
purely research-based. No. And what I saw in the different people on the street, asking them, what do they think about an MLS team coming to Nashville? And I'm talking about just general people, not specifically like expats or soccer people.
Yeah.
Some people didn't even know that it was on the table. Some people were really excited about it. And then the Predators were playing around the same time, and the Titans were playing around the same time. And I'm looking at it going, this is quite a condensed area full of sport already.
Oh yeah.
So is Cincinnati. You got the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the baseball. You got the Reds.
Yeah.
So there's both sides of the coin. Everyone says, "Oh well, Nashville's it's a better city because you can have a lot more fun in it." Because you can have more fun in a city doesn't mean that you're going to have a better sports franchise.
No, absolutely
not. It doesn't go across that way all the time. When you look at the Predators, you get for the Predators games when they started off, I did a little bit of research on this. Predators game when they started off, nearly half of the tickets were going to the out-of-town teams that were coming in. The Rangers, the Blackhawks, all these kind of teams where people couldn't get tickets in their own home venues.
Yes. This happens a lot with teams like the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get that from an MLS team. The fans will travel, but they're not going to travel in 30,000. There's not going to be people who were from New York or whatever, they've grown up as Ranger supporters, staying in Nashville.
Right.
That are I don't know, say they're Seattle fans. They're not all going to be in Nashville already and fill the stadium.
Right.
They got to build that base from the scratch, from ground zero, where they have no fans whatsoever, to then fill a 30,000-seater stadium.
Right.
So you're looking at it and you're going, Cincinnati already has 30,000 people.
Correct.
Has a great atmosphere, has everything going for it. Just give it to Cincinnati.
Well, this is why it's a no-brainer.
But this is all the glitz and the glamour, why they want, specifically, we want a soccer-specific stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We want this and we want... That's a load of...
Crap.
Baloney. Load of baloney.
It
really infuriates me. Give it to the fans that want it more. That's all I say.
I agree. I agree. It's a no-brainer.
Well, it's not. It's all about money, isn't it? It's all about money.
Like everything.
Yeah, and I reckon that it could actually not specifically fail, but the MLS will probably make more money out of Cincinnati.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely.
Unless there's more brown paper bags that we don't know about, which there probably are. Envelopes, bags.
In Ireland,
you can't afford envelopes. So you just use a bag.
Constantly learning. All right, we'll be back and wrap up this edition of EPL 1300. Kahlo? And Laurie. I'm just trying to use different combinations.
Stick with the original.
All right, Kahlo and Laura.
I think that works.
Okay. And I'm putting you first now.
No, you don't have to do
that. I am, because of all the stuff that went on over in Ireland with this whole thing. It's just... we'll be back. It's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Welcome back.
Right. No dance this time?
No dance. I'm exhausted.
All right, okay.
I'm exhausted.
That's all right.
I'm like,
your energy
my Spurs.
Keeps me going, though. Your
my
energy.
Spurs.
Like Ericsson. That's what Pochettino said. He goes, Ericsson is mentally tired.
Well, as I said when you told me that, of course, he's been carrying an entire nation on his shoulders. Why wouldn't he been tired?
The Danes.
That's right. Well, you know what? It's about the Spurs, pal. Get your act together.
All right, okay.
He's getting paid. He's a professional. Mentally tired? Please. I'm in a real bad mood with my Spurs. All right. Before we get out of here, this is pretty funny. So, Lukaku, who we love.
Yeah.
He hasn't been scoring.
I think he's got 8 this season. Yeah, but it's not up there with Salah or Kane, but it's still not.
No.
In the last while,
obviously, he's really good, but we need more. We need at least a goal a game from him. At least.
Something around that would be fair, I suppose.
Okay. So you want to know what Mourinho says?
No.
Mourinho says Lukaku is not finishing because, quote, he doesn't have a boot deal. He's playing in black boots. He needs a big new boot deal to score.
That sounds like Trump.
No, we laugh because it's Mourinho, and he's who knows what he's thinking when he says stuff. Maybe it's true.
It could be true. Could
maybe
definitely be true.
Lukaku is looking at all the guys on the pitch in their boots, and they got these beautiful, and they got boot deals, and they got all that stuff.
It worked for Booby Miles in Friday Night Lights. I don't know.
See, you stun me sometime with your references.
Well, it's the truth, isn't
no,
it?
No, I know. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, if it were me, I would be totally about my kit.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, where are the jerseys? I mean,
they're coming in for Christmas. What can I say? Next week, we got Premier League chief correspondent.
This
the Premier League. Will right. Dalton is coming on the show. Will Dalton will be on. He also does a lot of reporting for Chelsea, but he is the Premier League as an entity, like the NFL.
Right.
He is the chief correspondent for the Premier League. So a lot
this
of stuff.
Is, I mean,
I'm hoping he'll give us some juicy news.
Maybe between now and next Thursday, we need to write down
different stuff.
Some questions that we really get at.
Yeah, because there was talk of the way the NFL goes from here over to the UK, they might be bringing the Premier League game over.
Awesome.
To like New
We're
York
all for that,
like
yeah.
That would be unreal.
All for that.
All right, and Linus.
Yes.
On Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, everybody.
It's a tailgate party, guys. There's giveaways from Carlsberg. There's competitions. Wear your team colors. Get down there. Get some breakfast. Get some beers. Have fun.
All right, I'll see you there.
Yeah, I will.
No more Spurs. Ripping on my Spurs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next
Thursday.
They start
winning, I'll
shut up. Kahlo and Laurie, EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.